Common Core standards were adopted by many states across the nation several years ago. While met with some opposition from groups who wanted states to mandate their own educational standards, Utah remained in support of the Common Core. Park City Schools are in the process of implementing those standards. Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley says the Math Core focuses on greater depth of fewer topics.
It moves math from processing, you know, step one, step two, step three, to really conceptual of why are we multiplying and what does that mean to multiply? I mean, that's something very basic. But as you move all the way up then through high school, much more critical thinking, getting beyond just that step one, step two, into what does this really mean in our world and relevant in the workplace.
She says at the high school level, the Common Core math spirals various concepts so that none is studied in isolation.
What's called integrated, and what it does is it takes the six math standards. It's never one subject on one semester. It's not just algebra, but it integrates all the standards of algebra, geometry, probability, statistics, etc., into one course, and then it just continues to expand.
Park City High School principal Bob O'Connor will lay out the new standards for the high school math program, along with teachers from the math department, at Tuesday's school board meeting. Conley says she was pleased with the education funding during the Utah legislative session and the ongoing support by legislators of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
The House and the senators are very interested in continuing to fund, especially as we look at the needs of the workplace, which really goes right in line with what we're doing, looking at our engineering programs and then being able to build backwards all the way into what can we start with engineering in kindergarten. So I'm excited for that funding. Also, just with our school district, we're part of the UVU K-16 Alliance with STEM. And what we're doing is we're pulling 16 school districts along with three different universities to be able to offer more support for science, technology, engineering, and math.
Also at Tuesday's meeting, business manager Todd Hauber will cover the budget and how the district will make up the $600,000 shortfall this year.
We are, again, looking at the different budgets that we have, different line items that we have to be able to save until we can readjust.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. The school board meets at 4 p.m. in the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. Public comment is taken at 5:30. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.